This is a way parole hearing for Alexandro Garcia, ADC number 106674. Mr. Alejandro. Garcia is actually serving a life sentence for murder in the first degree. This is a hearing to have him passed on to his next consecutive sentence. His life sentence that he's serving now became parole eligible on October 25th of 2016. If he was granted parole on this sentence, he would be paroled to his next consecutive sentence. That would be another life sentence. He is waiting to serve 10 consecutive life sentences that he has remaining on his plea agreement. So he has a total of 11. He's serving one of those now. This is an incident that occurred on the morning of August 10th of 1991. Officers had responded to the temple in Waddell, Arizona, where they discovered the bodies of six Buddhist monks, one novice monk, a nun, and a temple helper lying face down on a carpet floor within an open setting area. A subsequent autopsy revealed the cause of death to each of the victims was a small caliber gunshot wound to the head. Some of the victims were also found to have suffered shotgun pellets to the head area. However, these injuries were determined not to be life-threatening. In a subsequent interview with Mr. Alex Garcia, Mr. Garcia told police that he and another defendant, Jonathan, had formulated a plan to burglarize the temple and rob the occupants as a means of obtaining money. He explained that the motivation came from the need to pay off a vehicle that his co-defendant had purchased. He explained that at least 2 weeks before the crimes were actually effected, that one of the co-defendants told him that he intended to kill everyone present so as not to leave any witnesses who could identify them later. And Mr. Garcia stated that he did fire the shotgun at the victims after his co-defendant had shot them in the head. After this, he committed another murder. In September 1991, they robbed and killed another victim at a campsite, then was arrested for burglary in Payson, where they were involved in another murder. And this was a murder where they systematically shot the victims with a .22 caliber rifle, and then shot each one of them in the head, and then went back and shot each one in the head again to secure that they were actually dead. We do have a letter in here from the county attorney's office dated July 26th of 2017 that's asking that the defendant be not granted parole for his next consecutive sentence based on the violent nature of the crime and the incident, the way that it actually occurred. After they murdered these victims, they did go out and commit another murder at a campsite in Payson. I don't feel that they should be passed on to their next consecutive sentence, or Mr. Garcia should be passed on to his next consecutive sentence, or given an absolute discharge. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not hearing no comments come from my colleagues, I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Garcia an absolute discharge of parole to his next consecutive sentence. I am going to also ask for a 1 year set off.
Agreed.
So that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Renthouse. Agreed, Mr. Nero. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Ask for a 1 year set off. Denial is going to be a serious and violent offense, loss of human life. I'm going to mark as a series of deed offenses they executed the victims. Multiple victims. I'm going to put a history of assaulted behavior, prior criminal history of repeat offenders since they did commit one prior murder and went out and committed another murder after this. I'm going to mark no family or community support and poor no release plan. Is there anything else that the board thinks we should have? And no other comments for the board. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time.